and it gets nice. Thanks.
Praise the Lord. Look at how many people are here today.
Hallelujah.
God is blessing our church.
听得见我的声音吗? Hold on a minute. Okay.
I guess we're going to use the little screen today. Let's see what happens. I want to begin this morning a little bit differently. We're starting something new, and so I want to do something different. So I'm going to begin with a question.
因为今天开始一个新的系列，所以我跟以往开始不一样。我开始的时候要问大家一个问题。
Let's see. Okay, so this is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
这只是有钱有名的人的生活的方式。 这个图片里面.
But I want you to think for a minute, what is the most valuable thing that you have?
让你想一想, 你生命中你觉得最值钱的东西是什么?
Anybody want to give a try?
有没有人要?
Knowing God!
Yeah, that's where we're going, of course. But in the picture here, you see the things that the world holds as very valuable.
你看这个图片里面都是世界上认为最有价值的东西。
It's a little small there, but can you see that car in the corner?
这个图片有点小, 你看不看到那个角落有一部车子?
Anybody know what kind of a car that is?
你知不知道那是什么车型?
Mercedes-Benz.
Not a Mercedes-Benz, but
不是,
that's
不是
close. And that's a Rolls Royce, you know the Rolls Royce. Manufactured in England, one of the most expensive passenger cars you can buy.
劳斯莱斯是英国最值钱的车子。
Would you believe my dad had one?
你能不能相信我? 爸爸有一辆。
When I was 16 years old, I used to drive it around out on Long Island.
我16岁的时候,我在纽约长岛开我爸爸的车开来开去。
Yeah, he liked that car.
我爸爸喜欢那部车子。
Or what else is very valuable?
还有什么东西你觉得是?
I mean, you have like, maybe you think your house is very valuable?
你觉得你的房子很有钱?
Maybe a special piece of jewelry?
有一个很,
your health is very valuable.
哦,你的健康。
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe somebody has an Apple Watch. Those are kind of cool. Or some special technology.
苹果的手表是不是也很...
You might remember last Sunday, Brother Grant told us that the wise men brought valuable gifts to Mary and Joseph.
记不记得上个礼拜叶弟兄跟我们分享的时候，讲到这个三个东方的博士把什么礼物带去给耶稣？
Frankincense.
香还有什么？哦，黄金。哦，黄金。
Oh, very valuable.
黄金.
Did anybody here ever inherit, like, you know, from your parents, have an inheritance?
你有没有人接受过你的父母留下来给你的遗产?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's an inheritance, that idea. So today we're going to talk about something that is worth more than gold.
所以今天我们要讨论一样事情，就是比黄金更值钱。
Would you like to have something that is more valuable than gold?
你希不希望有这个比黄金更值钱的东西?
Amen. Okay, would you like to receive an inheritance?
你需不需要能够收到得到什么遗产，别人留给你的？
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, you can talk to me. I'm open.
你可以随时回应我。
So if you want to receive something more valuable than gold, and you want to receive an inheritance that is truly greater than your wildest dreams, you've come to the right place this morning.
如果你真的是想要有很值钱的东西，你又想接到什么遗产，你就来到一个今天你满足你梦想的地方，就是来到教会。是。Amen。就今天早上。
Okay, because God has something infinitely more valuable for you.
因为神预备了比 任何东西更有价值的东西要留给你。
Okay, let's see if I can show you here.
看能不能
So remember, last time we finished our study of the book of Acts.
我们上一次把《使徒行传》讲完了。
In that book, we learned a little bit about the Apostle Peter.
所以我们学了一点有关这个使徒彼得的这个故事。
Yeah, the first several chapters there about Peter, but then almost the whole second half of the book, it's about the Apostle Paul.
所以这个《使徒行传》前面几章讲的是使徒彼得的经历，然后到了后面几乎全部都是使徒保罗的。
Okay, so I'm so thankful that we have the little screen working. So here's Peter and Paul, and what are they holding?
所以你看到这是使徒彼得跟保罗，他们手上拿的是什么？看不看得见
？As a church.
是一个教堂的建筑。
The church.
是教会。
Yes. So for the next couple of weeks together, we're going to be studying the first letter that Peter wrote.
所以接下来一段时间我讲到我的信息都是有关彼得写的书信，就是彼得
的书。Today I'm just going to kind of introduce the first letter of Peter.
所以我今天只是要跟大家介绍一下彼得前书。
Maybe the first two verses is all we'll get.
也许只是讲前面两节。
So how many letters did Peter write that are in our New Testament?
所以在新约里面彼得写了几封书信呢？
二。
Two.
Okay. Okay. The first letter, he said in his first letter, the testing of your faith is of greater value than gold.
所以他讲的第一封书信就是说，你经过试验的信心比黄金更有价值。
Okay. So now I have no signal. Okay. So we'll see if the guys can get it working again.
我们看看他会不会把这个问题解决。
Our Peter is going to compare your faith to gold that has been purified.
彼得要把你的信心比那个试验过的那个金子来做一个比较。
Okay, you know the method for purifying gold is to put it into something very hot, right? To heat it up.
你知道要炼金的这个过程当中，就是要把金子放在很高的那个热里面来烧化。
Okay, what happens to gold then when it is heated?
那金子被这个高热会发生，经过高热会发生。
It burns out the impurities.
金子虽然融化，但是它里面的杂质都会被烧掉。
Okay, so Peter is saying that the trials that come your way, that is like God refining you with fire to burn out the impurities.
所以彼得说，这个炼这个黄金，就好像在你生命中，神要试炼你，把你里面的杂质通通都去掉。
Ouch！
呜、
How can this be？
这怎么会发生呢
？Okay, as we read through Peter's letter, God is going to reveal the answer to your heart.
所以当我们读这个彼得前书，把它读完的时候，我们就可以看到神慢慢的把他这些东西显示给我们。
So let me ask you a couple of questions just to see what you know about the writer of this letter.
所以我要问大家几个问题，所以你对这个彼得书信的作者
彼得有多了解？ And again, don't yell your answer right out.
所以不要害羞，你问知道答案，你就可以叫出来。
So what about Peter? So what was Peter's occupation? Easy question.
所以彼得是原来是干什么的
？Fisherman.Very good. Okay. Who was Peter's brother?
彼得的弟兄是谁
？Andrew.
安德烈。
Peter and Andrew, brothers.
彼得跟安德烈是兄弟。
Was the Apostle Peter? Was he married?
他有没有结过婚
？Yes. Yes. He was married.
彼得结过婚。
Remember, Jesus heals his mother-in-law.
你知道耶稣曾经医治过他岳母的热病。
Okay. Is Peter one of the original 12?
他是不是原来最开头十二个使徒里面的一个
maybe the leader of the 12.
他甚至是那个十二个使徒里面的领袖。
Okay, one day Peter went up on a mountain with James and John, and what did he witness on the mountain?
所以有一天彼得跟约翰雅各到一个山上，他们看到什么？
Good. Yeah, Moses and Elijah were there with Jesus, and Jesus was transfigured before them, and he shone like in his glory.
Yeah, 他们看到了摩西、以利亚，还有这个耶稣，他身体有那个变化，看到耶稣变化过的身体。
Did Peter really walk on water?
他有没有在水上走过呢
？Yes.
哦，彼得 很短暂一段时间。
Briefly, he did. Did he deny Jesus four times?
是不是拒
啊 ？Three times.
否认耶稣。
Good.
不认耶稣三次，有三次不认耶稣。
Did he see Jesus ascend up into heaven?
他有没有看到耶稣升天呢
？Okay, so you know a lot about Peter already.
所以你已经知道很多有关彼得的事情。
Okay, on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, who was the preacher?
所以在五旬节在耶路撒冷。是哪一天？那一天是谁在讲道
？Who was the apostle that was sent to the Gentiles first? Was that Paul or Peter?
是谁被先差派到外邦人的家中去的？是彼得还是保罗
？Peter. Who did he go to see? Cornelius. Remember the Roman centurion.
Yeah, 他被差派到哥尼流的家里去。
Okay, was Peter rescued from prison?
彼得是不是被牢里被救出来
？Praise the Lord! Oh my God! I've been praying the whole time.
Yes.
祷告。
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. That's better than the other way, yeah. Okay, so there he is. This is an artist's picture of the Apostle Peter.
So this is a 艺术家描绘彼得的形象.
A couple more questions about Peter. What was his Hebrew name?
他的希伯来文的名字是什么?
Simon. Simon is actually like a transliteration of a Simeon. In the Hebrew, it's Simeon, but they call him Simon Peter.
所以西门这个字是用他原来音译翻的，原来的名字是
Simeon.
所以西门是音译 ，OK， 声音照声音翻译。
What did Jesus call Peter?
耶稣叫彼得叫什么？
Petros, okay.
Petros,
in the Aramaic, called him Cephas.
在亚兰文叫基法。
Cephas is Aramaic. It means stone.
意思是石头的意思。
Right, we translate that to Petros in the Greek and Peter in the English.
所以在 Greek 希腊文是 Petros， 英文是 Peter.
Okay.Two more. So, who challenged Peter? Peter was acting hypocritically, and somebody challenged him.
有一次，彼得假冒为善的时候，谁跟他挑战
？Peter, what are you doing? Okay.
所以有一次，保罗就说他的不是。
How did Peter die?
所以彼得是怎么死的？最后一个。
Crucified. He was crucified, right?
Okay. So you see
already just general knowledge of the writer of this letter. You have some understanding of who Peter is.
所以对这一个作者，你已经有大致有了解。
You're going to learn a lot more as we go into the letter.
所以我们当我们在仔细读这个书信的时候，你就可以学到更多。
Now that last point about how Peter died, I want to focus in on that just for a moment.
所以刚才我们讲到彼得是被钉十字架死的，我要再多讲一点。
So you say that you know that he died by crucifixion. Is that recorded in the Bible?
有没有记载在圣经里面他钉十字架
？Not really. It's not really recorded his actual crucifixion.
在圣经里面并没有真正的记载。
There were early church writers in the second century. So from like 100 to 200 AD, there were church writers.
所以在公元一世纪、二世纪，在教会里面有一些专门写这个记载这个发生事情的人。
I'll mention three names just so you're familiar with them. There's a guy Clement.
有一个人叫 Clement.
Polycarp.
Polycarp.
And Origen.
Origen.
They wrote about Peter's death.
他们记载彼得死的情形。
Yeah, so that's how we know that Peter was martyred in Rome by crucifixion.
所以我们知道。彼得是在罗马殉道，是被钉十字架的。
Let's see if I can do this. Okay. So, just sort of by the way, there is some controversy over where Peter was when he was writing this letter.
所以有一点这个争议，就是说彼得写这个彼得前书的时候，他的人到底是在哪里
？Okay. So, thank God for our map. Here is Jerusalem.
看到那里是耶路撒冷。
This area is called Asia Minor. What would that be today?
叫小亚细亚。今天是什么
？Modern day Turkey.、
Right? 今天是土耳其。
That's Turkey. Okay, there's Rome.
那边是罗马。
Okay, and here is Babylon, way over here on the Euphrates River.
在这个幼发拉底河的出口这边是巴比伦。
Okay, so at the very end of this first letter, Peter says, "She who is in
Babylon, chosen together with you, sends her greeting.
所以在这个彼得前书他最后结束的时候，他说，在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安。
Where is it? Babylon was Peter in Babylon?
所以他写这个信，难道他人是在巴比伦吗？
Probably not. It's not for sure, but we think that the name Babylon is sort of a code word for Rome.
所以可能他不是真的本人在巴比伦，在当时这个巴比伦被基督徒用来好像一个密码一样的用。
You can see that, for example, in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John clearly uses Babylon as a symbolic for Rome.
所以很清楚的，在启示录你可以看到使徒约翰写的时候，他这个巴比伦用的这个字是一个象征性的。
Now they did that because they were being persecuted, and they didn't want to just write plainly in there because maybe a Roman would see it and they would get in trouble.
所以当时因为是罗马统治，所以用这个字来影射这个罗马，但是他们不愿意很清楚的写出来，免得罗马的这个政府就会把他们逮捕。
Okay, one other point about him being crucified upside down.
所以另外一点有关他钉十字架是倒钉十字架的由来。
Again, the traditional story that we get from those church father letters is that Peter said, I'm not worthy of dying the way Jesus died.
因为根据这个初期教会传统这些记载的人，他是说彼得说我不配跟耶稣一样钉在十字架上。
Okay, so the point that I want to get across is that for about 30 years, Peter was aware that he was going to die by being crucified.
所以在这边有一点就是说，彼得知道他会被钉十字架有30年之久。
And here's what we have in the scripture.
所以在这个圣经上有这样的记载。
In John's Gospel, Jesus said to Peter, Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted.
在约翰福音这个神跟这个耶稣跟这个彼得说，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来。
Okay, but when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go.
但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
And the Apostle John says, Jesus said this to indicate the death by which Peter would glorify God.
所以约翰在耶稣讲完这一句话，在那个约翰福音里面说，耶稣说这话是指责彼得要怎样死来荣耀神。
So we do really have scriptural evidence for Peter's crucifixion.
所以在这个圣经里面是有记载到彼得是要怎样死。
Yeah, after Jesus said that, he said his last words to Peter, follow me, follow me.
所以耶稣跟彼得说完刚才那一句话之后，他就跟彼得说最后一句话，说来跟从我。
And so Peter did. He followed Jesus even to the cross.
所以彼得就跟随耶稣一直到他倒钉十字架。
Just by the way, the first words that Jesus said to Peter were,
所以耶稣跟彼得说的第一句话是什么？
Say, follow me.
也是说来跟从我。
Okay. But so can you imagine for three decades, that's a long time, Peter carried around this thought that I'm going to end my life by crucifixion.
所以你能不能想到有30年之久，彼得就心中有那个意念，有那个念头，知道他死的时候是被钉，是要钉十字架。
Did you think having knowledge like that would influence the way you live your life?
所以你如果有知道这样的事情会发生在你的生命中，你的生活会不会有什么改变？
So Jesus planted that thought in Peter's mind.
所以耶稣把这个念头放在彼得的心里。
Now I'm going to plant a thought in your mind.
所以我要把一个念头放在你的心里。
You may not like it.
你也许不喜欢。
Okay. It's a gravestone.
是一个墓碑。
And it's as if it's what's written on the gravestone. Okay, we don't have the Chinese there, but you'll get it in a second. Yeah. So it's as if the person in the grave is saying to the person that's reading it,
就好像那个坟墓里面那个人跟站在坟墓前面看墓碑那个人说这样的话。
Okay, as you are now, I once was.
我曾经就像你现在一样。
As I am now, you will be.
你会成为像我一样。
Yeah. Originally, I had a picture of like a skeleton there, but it was too gross.
本来我还找了一个骷髅头的形图画，我觉得。
Okay, but it's a sobering thought. It's a reminder that this is temporary.
这是给我们一个令人能够思想的这个警醒提醒，就是说我们这里看到的一切都是暂时的。
It's going to be an important thought for us to keep in our minds.
所以是一个很重要的理念，让我们存在心里。
Here is a famous actor had said, you know, you're never going to see a U-Haul being pulled behind a hearse.
所以有一个很有名的演员说了这样的话，他说你从来不会看到在一个灵车后面还拖了一个拖车，带货带东西的拖车。
Yes, the idea, there's the cemetery and all the graves and the guy's going to be buried and he's taking his stuff with him.
所以这就在这个墓布丁里面，这个人要去被埋了，他后面还带着他所有的东西。
You know, there was another famous actor, when he was buried, he wanted his iPhone to be put in the coffin with him.
所以还有一个人说，他一个演员说死的时候要他的这个苹果电话要放在他的棺材里面。
Well, you can't take anything with you. You are going to die, and you cannot take anything from this world with you.
你死的时候，你不能从这世界上带走任何你的东西。
So God wants that thought to be planted in our brains.
所以神要把这个念头放在我们心里。
But it isn't all just doom and gloom.
但不是都是很令人这个忧郁，或者是觉得都是很不好的运气。
The Apostle Peter really has good news.
这个使徒彼得是有很好的消息要告诉我们。
Peter writes, "Praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
所以彼得说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
In His great mercy, He has given new birth into a living hope. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade.
可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的基业。
So if you're a Christian, you have been given new birth.
所以你如果是个基督徒的话，你就是给了一个新的生命。
Let me ask you, did you give birth to yourself? I mean,
我问一下，你有没有让你自己生出来呢？
You didn't.
没有。
Did you give birth to yourself spiritually?
你有没有在灵里面让你自己重生呢？也没有。
You have a responsibility in there to respond, but the new birth is given to you.
你有责任来回应这样的信息，但是你没有办法自己生自己。
You were born a first time and a second time because it is God's will for you.
你出生第一次也好，出生在第二次，都是神赐给你的。
Okay, and then there's an inheritance coming. For you.
而且这里有一个属灵的遗产要给你。
Okay, so what God is doing here, He's speaking really hope and life into a dark and broken world.
所以神其实是在对着这一个黑暗又破碎的世界把光明带来给我。
He's doing that through the pen of Peter.
他借着彼得的书写把这个信息带给我们。
Death and gloom and doom, it is coming.
死亡、忧郁、厄运是要来的。
But there's light in the darkness.
但是在黑暗里面有光明照耀。
All right, so Peter begins his letter. He says he is an apostle. apostle of Jesus Christ.
所以在彼得这书信里面，他一开头就说他是使徒，他是耶稣的使徒。
So it's not just Peter writing these things. It's not just like positive thinking.
所以彼得写这个信的时候，并不是说只是要讲一些正面的想法。
The words that Peter write are scripture. They are God's word.
彼得写的这个是经文，是神的话。
He writes to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
他写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、庇推尼寄居的。
Okay, so let's look at the map, and here is Cappadocia, Galatia, Bithynia, Asia, and what was the other one?
Pontus.
Yeah, way up here.
本都。
Mostly up in the north and the eastern part of Turkey.
所以是今天在土耳其东边跟北边一带的地区。
Yeah, you remember Paul, most of his were along the southern and the western part of Turkey.
你知道保罗的旅行，宣道旅行是在土耳其的西边跟南边一带。
So Peter and Paul, they spent a lot of time in this area.
所以彼得跟保罗都在这一带地方花了很多时间。
And these were Roman provinces.
这些都是罗马的行省。
Now, modern day Turkey, is it Christian?
所以今天土耳其是基督教的国家吗？
Is it mostly Christian?
是都很多基督徒吗？
I googled it. Modern day Turkey is 99% Muslim now.
所以我到谷歌上面去搜寻了一下，今天在土耳其是99%都是回教徒。所以那些年的信主的那些基督徒都到哪里去了？
We're going to take a look at that.
我们要看一下。
So Peter doesn't write this letter just to one specific church. He writes it to the churches there, and it will be circulated. His letter will be circulated among those churches.
彼得写他的信并不是写给哪一个教会，而是写给大部分的教会。这个信，他知道他信会在教会中流传。
You might remember in the second chapter of the book of Acts, it's when Pentecost occurs.
你记得在《使徒行传》第二章五旬节的时候
，Remember the Holy Spirit comes to the people in Jerusalem.
你看到那个圣灵降下来，到了临到在耶路撒冷的那些人。
Okay, these provinces are mentioned in that second chapter of Acts.
所以在这些刚才彼得信上写到的这些地方，在《使徒行传》第二章也都有提到。
Okay, so it's highly likely that people that were in Jerusalem at Pentecost they went back.And now they are making churches in their home areas.
所以很可能是在五旬节那一天，那些人来到耶路撒冷，听到彼得的信息之后，回到他们的住的地方去，就在那边建立教会。
Yeah, when Peter preached on that day in Jerusalem at Pentecost, how many people became believers?
所以彼得讲道的那一天，有多少人信主？
3,000。
有3,000人信主。
A lot.
是很多人。
Okay. Now Peter, in the NIV translation, Peter calls the recipients of this letter, he calls them strangers.
所以在NIV, 新国际版圣经里面的翻译说这些人是叫做寄居的。
You know NIV, the New International Version.
新的国际版。
Okay. Some of the older translations, the King James and things, actually translate that word, it's the original Greek word is peripatemos.
所以在和合本就是古老的这个 King James, I don't know how to translate King James, 他用的那一个字叫做 paradigmas, 是希腊字。
Okay, it's translated alien.
那一个字的翻译是 alien, 不是大概有一点像外星人那种，跟我们一点没有关系，所以是外邦人。
Because the idea was not only an alien nationality, but a temporary resident.
所以不是这个完全是跟这个他所在地的这个国家没有关系，而且是只是暂时在那里停留。
I would guess in this church, most of you are familiar with being an alien or a temporary resident.
所以在我们这个教会，我想我们大家都很熟悉这个alien 这个字，是我们是
Is that a term that you once had, like on your paperwork as a?
所以是不是我们每个人都曾经有这个 alien， 就是说寄居或者是外国人这个？
I know my wife had that. She's now a citizen, by the way, but she had alien for a time.
所以我们每个人都经过这个从外国人，然后成为这个国家的公民。
Okay, and later on, maybe you have become a permanent resident or a citizen.
也许你就后来得到这个永久居留权，然后你就成为公民。
But there was a time when you were an alien.
但是曾经有一段时间，我们在这里都是寄居的。
Am I right?
是不是
？Okay. So as a Christian,
所以作为一个基督徒
，we're all aliens.
所以我们全部都是。寄居的。
We're aliens in this world.
我们对这个世界来说，我们只是寄居的。
This world is not our permanent home.
这个世界不是我们永久的家。
Not yet.
还不是。
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 Could I say hi, Mayo?
还不是。
还不是。Okay. Trying to learn. Okay. So realizing that fact is going to help us to cope with difficulties.
所以我们如果明了这一件事实的话，我们就能够怎么样来适应我们生活中的难处。
Are you going to experience difficulties in this world?
你在世上是不是碰到一些苦难呢？
Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难。
All right, I'm going to emphasize this point just a little bit more.
我要再强调这一点，再多讲一点。
I bet you never thought you'd see that in church.
我想你不会在教会里面看到这个图画。
Did you see that movie?
你有没有看过这个电影
？Alien, man, that was weird.
这个奇怪的电影。
Okay, but it helps me to make a point that you won't forget.
所以，就是你想到这个，你就会知道不会忘记我要强调的。
As Christians, we really are aliens in this world.
所以，作为一个基督徒。我们在这个世上真的是就像这个外星人一样。
As bizarre as that sounds, there is going to come a future point.
虽然很这个不可思议，不能想象。
We're going to come back to this earth and take it over.
但是将来有一天，我们会再回到这个世上，然后来掌管。
Well, the Bible teaches that that is a truth that will happen in the future.
这是圣经上这样教导我们。在将来有一天，这些事会发生。
So Peter's going to constantly in this letter be pointing you to that truth.
所以彼得的书信就重复的强调这一点，让你知道。
Then we will no longer be aliens.
到了那个时候，我们就再也不是寄居的。
Okay, then you will finally be home.
到那个时候，你终于回到你的家。
Okay, so one of the big questions Peter's going to address in this letter is, so for now, how should Christians live in a world that's becoming more and more anti-Christian?
所以彼得的书信还要讲一点，就是说在我们这些基督徒要怎么样来活在这一个抵挡基督信仰的这个世界这个社会里。
How should we behave?
我们要怎么样行为要怎么样注意。
Especially if we're being treated unfairly.
特别是我们受到很不公平的待遇的时候。
So do we live as, how do we live as Christians in an increasingly anti-Christian world?
所以我们作为一个基督徒怎么样生活在这一个反对基督信仰的势力越来越增加越来越增强的这个环境里面我们要怎么样生存
Okay, that's what we're going to be learning in 1 Peter.
所以在彼得前书里面我们就是要学习
Peter should know.
彼得知道。
He was writing to Christians who were suffering persecution because of their faith.
彼得写信的对象就是因为他们因为他们有基督的信仰而受到逼迫的。
In Peter's day, why were the Christians being persecuted?
在彼得那个时候，为什么基督徒受到逼迫
？Did you know it was July 19th, 64 A.D. There was an enormous fire in Rome.
知不知道在公元64年7月19号，在罗马有一场大火？
The fire burned for 6 days before it was finally extinguished.
那个火连续烧了6天，最后终于被扑灭了。
10 out of the 14 districts in Rome were burned to ashes.
所以在罗马当时分成14个区域，有10个区域全部被烧毁了。
It's like 70% of the city was destroyed.
所以几乎是70%的这个城市全部被摧毁。
Ancient Rome was a city had more than 2 million people.
在这个古代罗马那个时候，它的城里面有差不多200万居民。
Many of them lived in very poorly constructed wooden apartments.
很多人是住在很贫穷，住在木造的这些屋子里面。
So when a fire started in one, it could burn down the whole block.
所以一个房子烧起来的时候，那个火蔓延得很快，整个一个街区都被烧掉。
Now there are some historians, they tell us this is the Emperor Nero.
所以有一些历史学家告诉我们，这个是当时罗马的皇帝。
They say that while Rome burned, Nero was playing his fiddle.
所以说尼禄王在罗马在被烧毁的时候，尼禄在那边弹他的琴。
The idea is actually he was happy about it.
他实际上他看到罗马被烧，他心里很开心。
Yeah, the historians say Nero wanted to burn down that part of Rome because he wanted to build a new palace.
因为他希望把那些旧的老的那些木头房子都烧掉，然后他可以建一个新的皇宫。
Maybe true.
也许是。
But Nero, like corrupt politicians, they look for someone else to blame for the loss of lives and property.
但是尼禄王就像一些这个腐败的政治家一样，他就要找一些人来代他的罪，
okay,
看什么人可以有这个借口说是他们引起的。
The emperor needed a scapegoat.
他需要一个代罪的羔羊。
And he found one.
他就找到了一个。
There was this new kind of a rebellious cult called Christians.
他就找到一个叛逆性的所谓的新的一个邪教，这些人叫做基督徒。
And the Roman citizens began to think, you know, Christians, they don't obey Roman law.
他说这些基督徒他们不遵守罗马的法律。
You know, Christians, they don't sacrifice to the emperor.
他们说他们也不为我们的国皇帝来牺牲。
Christians, they don't worship our Roman gods.
他说他们也不敬拜我们罗马人所崇拜的这些神。
And they began to think it's because of the Christians. Like if there was a bad harvest or if there was an attack, it was because the Christians, they're not worshiping our gods.
说如果他那一年的收成不好，他就责怪基督徒，因为他们不拜我们的神。
And Christians became social outcasts.
所以这个基督徒就成了社会的弃儿。
They kept them out of business transactions.
他们做生意也不跟他们有生意的来往。
They looked down on Christians. Those are people not to be trusted.
他们就说这些人是不可信靠、不可信赖，就把歧视他们。
Now it got much worse.
但是其实还更惨的在后面。
Okay. This is, I don't know if you can see it here. Here's Nero and he's sitting on his throne up here.
你看到这一个图画是尼禄王坐在他的这个皇帝的宝座上。
And he's having a grand barbecue party.
他在这个外面有一个烤肉的这个宴会。
And what he would do, I don't know if you can see it here, maybe cut off a little bit, but tied on these poles.
不知道你看不看得见。你看到有一些人被绑在那个柱子上。
And these men are lighting the fire.
现在点火。
And he would actually tie the Christians onto the poles and wrap them and set them on fire to light the barbecue party.
他是说，天晚了，他就把这些人绑在柱子上，然后烧他们，然后是为了他的烤肉的宴会。
The Christians were crucified.
这个基督徒被这个残害。
Okay. Have you ever been to Rome? Anybody been to Rome?
有没有人去过罗马？
Okay, the Colosseum is still there. You can see it today.
看到那个斗兽场，今天还在那个罗马。
This is where they would drag Christians into the Colosseum and for entertainment.
他们把基督徒带到这个斗兽场里面去，来让他们好像是一个娱乐的节目。
wild animals, tigers and lions would come out and they would maul the people.
就是让这些狮子老虎从这个牢囚笼里面出来，然后基督徒就在那边被这些野兽咬死。
Here again, you see the Christians tied on the poles, and some of them are already lit on fire.
看到那些基督徒被绑在柱子上，有些火已经点起来。
That was entertainment.
这对罗马人是一个他们的娱乐。
So as the word of these things went out into the world,
所以当这些信息传到当时的世界的时候，
it was a shock wave for the Christian churches.
在基督教会中引起很大的冲击。
That's what they're doing to Christians.
这是他们怎么样对待基督徒。
So Peter writes this letter. He's going to warn the churches. There's persecution coming.
所以彼得写这些书信告诉其他地方的教会说这些逼迫就要来了。
But he's going to tell them, be firm, stand firm in your faith.
告诉他们说你要在你的信仰上要站立的稳。
In fact, don't give the Roman persecutors, don't give them any reason to speak badly about you.
不要给罗马当局有任何说你们坏话的理由。
Okay, so Peter is going to teach how to live in an anti-Christian world.
所以彼得写信给当时的基督徒，如何生活在一个反基督信仰的社会。
Now that may be something that we need to learn too.
所以这也是也许我们需要学习的。
Even though it was written 2,000 years ago, it's going to have application for us today.
虽然这个信是2000多年前写的，但是在今天在我们上，我们的生命中也可以有。得到应用。
Persecution up to today, today.
所以今天的基督徒的逼迫是什么？
What do you think is the most persecuted religious group in the world today?
你能不能想象有信仰的团体受到最大逼迫的团体是什么？
It is Christians.
就是基督徒。
It's Christians, and it's specifically Christians in Muslim majority countries,
尤其是住在一个国家，他大部分人的信仰都是回教的话，那里的基督徒受到最大的逼迫。
That's like modern day Turkey.
那就好像今天的土耳其一样。
Okay, Christians are persecuted in many ways. I'm going to show you a little bit with the Muslim persecution.
所以看一下回教徒怎么样逼迫基督徒。
Okay, so here's the birthplace of Christianity.
所以你看到那个地图，那地中海旁边那边是耶路撒冷，是这个基督教发源的地方。
In the 1900s, all this area, Turkey and Syria and Lebanon and all this area in blue, about 20% was Christian.
所以在公元1900年那个蓝色的那个地区，你看到地图是。土耳其、叙利亚、黎巴嫩，这个甚至有一部分是沙乌地阿拉伯到北非这一带，有20%的人是基督徒。
Okay, in the past decade,
到今天
that same area decline has occurred. Look at the chart, barely 4% are Christian now.
所以隔了100年到今天，那20%的基督徒。只剩下4%还是基督徒。
Where did all the Christians go?
所有的基督徒都去了哪里？
If you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, this is the danger. You could be jailed. You could even be executed.
如果你原来是信回教，别人传福音给你，你改信的基督教，你可以被关到牢里。或者是被判死刑。
If you live in that area and you have a Christian store, it could be torched.
如果你是一个基督徒，你有一个商店，有人会把你来放火烧掉。
If you have young daughters, children, they could be kidnapped and sold as slaves.
所以你如果有儿女，他们也许会被绑票，被卖成为奴隶。
So these are happening in our world today.
所以在今天在我们世界上这些事天天都在发生。
I'm not going to give you the statistics of how many churches have been burned and people have been murdered and Christians are running literally for their lives.
我没有详细的统计数字告诉你们有多少基督徒死了，有多少教会被逼迫。 但是基督徒都在拼命的想逃出这个困境。这些数字都是令人震惊的。
Probably you know in China there is persecution against Christians.
但是你也许知道，在今天在中国对基督徒也有很大的逼迫。
The Chinese government has begun a systematic campaign to destroy Christian churches.
所以，中国政府开始有这个有系统的来摧毁这个教会。
So, in January of 2018, Newsweek magazine said that the persecution and genocide against Christians is worse today than ever in history.
所以在2018年1月的这个新闻周刊上面报道，说这一个对基督徒的这个教会的逼迫，还有对基督徒的赶尽杀绝，现在的是最最严重的时候。
There's literally hundreds of millions of Christians who are under extreme persecution.
所以有成千上万讲不出数字的这些基督徒受到各样的逼迫。
Okay, so what was Peter's counsel to the Christians living back in his day?
所以彼得对当时活在当时社会的基督活在当时社会基督徒的忠告是什么？
And I'm just going to sum it up so that you'll have an idea where we're going.
所以我只是要简略的把它总括一下，你可以看到我们彼得是说什么。
All right, Peter wrote these words: "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult."
所以在彼得前书三章第九节，他说：“不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。”
On the contrary, we're going to repay evil with blessing.
倒要祝福。
Here's how the apostle.
因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Okay, here's how the apostle Paul said really the same thing.
所以保罗，使徒保罗也说了同样的话。
So do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
不，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Clearly, this is not going to be easy.
这很明显的，这不是一件很容易的事情。
Suffering.Will be involved.
这个苦难是一定会在其中。
Okay, but as we progress through the letter, Peter's going to explain to us how to do it.
所以当我们慢慢看这个彼得前书的时候，彼得会跟我们解释要怎么
样做。How to overcome evil with good.
反告诉我们，教导我们怎么样以善胜恶。
Okay, I'm just going to take us into verse 2, and you'll get a little taste of it.
所以我们回到这彼得前书第一章第二节，你就可以尝到一点这个滋味。
Okay, right in the second verse, Peter introduces us to what is really your source for your spiritual strength.
所以彼得回到这个他的书信里面，第一章第二节里面讲到，就是说我们属灵的力量的源头是从哪里来。
Okay, 1 Peter, verse 2, he writes, Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。又蒙他血所洒的人。
Peter learned to get a deep trust in what it means to be elect.
所以彼得对
Okay, if you know that you're elect, it's going to strengthen you. It's going to help you.
所以我们如果对拣选这个概念更认识、更清楚的话，更有信心的话，他就给我们力量和勇气。
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man?
你是不是相信耶稣基督是全人又是全神？
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that He died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins?
你是不是知道他为你的罪死在十字架上？
You believe 3 days later He rose from the dead and is alive?
你相不相信三天之后他从死里复活？
Okay, if you believe that, you do not believe it because you're very clever or smarter than other people.
如果你是相信这个，或者是说，如果你不相信，是因为你觉得你比别人聪明。
Nor do you believe it because you're dumber and more gullible than other people.
或者是说你觉得你比别人更愚蠢，轻而很轻易的就相信了这个。
Okay, the only way that anyone can come to believe the spiritual truth of the gospel.
所以能够相信真正相信这个属灵的真理的这个福音的信息的，是因为
You tell me how.
是为什么？为什么我们能够真正的相信这个属灵的真理？
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
是因为圣灵的能力。
Okay, faith comes from hearing the word of God.
所以相信是从听主的道而来的。
And the Holy Spirit reveals truth.
所以圣灵把真理显明给我们看。
Okay, the person without the Spirit cannot accept the things that come from the Spirit.
所以属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事。
This is why non-believers in our world they mock and persecute Christians.
就像那些不信的罗马人，他们就在那边取笑这些基督徒。
The cross of Jesus Christ, what is it to the non-believer?
所以对不信神的人，这个基督的十字架代表了什么？
Foolishness.
是愚拙。
Yeah. They don't believe it.
他们不相信。
But we were there once, right? We didn't always believe. So God can change us, He can change them.
我们从前也是一样，跟他们一样。神可以改变我们，也可以改变其他的人。
Okay, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity is involved in your salvation.
所以圣父、圣子和圣灵这个三一神是对你的救恩是完全。作用。
So right at the start of his letter, Peter's telling you, God is the source of your spiritual strength.
所以在彼得书信他开头就说，神是你信仰的这个力量的源头。
If you're a Christian, you have been chosen by God.
如果你是基督徒，你是被神拣选的。
Now God determined that even before the foundation of the world.
所以神在创世之前就已经决定了。
God determined that you would hear the gospel of Christ, and by His grace, you would receive it and believe it.
所以神是让你有恩典，让你能够有相信而接受。
It's not by luck. It's not by chance. It's not even by your own effort.
不是运气或者偶然，也不是你自己觉得是你自己的作为。
Okay, so believing God has chosen you is going to help you when the trials and the persecutions come.
所以当你相信是神拣选你的时候，当你碰到苦难、碰到逼迫的时候，你就有能力来应付。
The Holy Spirit of God is already at work.
所以神的圣灵已经在做工。
He's in the process of spiritually changing you and me from the inside out.
所以他在我们里面，从里到外，圣灵在我们里面做工来改变我们。
Okay, He's called you out of the dark world into the church.
他把你从黑暗的世界呼召出来，让你进入教会。
He's setting you aside because He has a special purpose for you.
他把你放到跟他一边，因为他对你有特别的目的。
He's going to enable you to be obedient to Jesus Christ.
他是能力给你，使你愿意顺服耶基督。
And finally, Peter mentioned being sprinkled with the blood of Jesus.
所以彼得在第二节最后讲到说，蒙他血所洒这件事。
Okay, in order to get sprinkled with His blood, you needed to be close to Him in His death.
所以你如果能够蒙他血洒的话，你就要跟他的死很接近。
So being close to Jesus, that's what brings you into a new relationship with God.
所以你亲近主的时候，就让你跟神发生一个新的关系。
Okay, so I just want to show you one more idea, and you can maybe even write this down and think about it.
所以这里有一个图表，你可以也许可以写下来。
This is basically the roles of the Trinity in your salvation.
所以这就是说三一神的这三个位格在你的救恩上所做的事。
Okay, and I can give you the scriptures to support these, but basically the Father is the one who elects.
所以这个天父是做拣选的工作。
The Son, Jesus, is the one who accomplished your redemption by his cross.
所以圣子成就了救赎，借着他在十字架上的死。
Okay, once that was accomplished, then the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
所以在那个之后，圣父跟圣子，然后把圣灵差派到世界上来。
And the Holy Spirit's at work today in the world.
所以圣灵今天在世界上做工。
Okay, He's going to regenerate that, the born again.
他就使我们能够重生。
Okay, He's going to sanctify. He's changing us to make us like Christ.
他就使我们慢慢改变，能够越来越像基督，就是一个成圣的过程。
All right, we're going to talk about all these things more as we get into 1 Peter.
所以当我们再深一步来探讨这个彼得前书的时候，这些事情我们就会再强调。
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Okay, 还有一件事。
Okay, I know some of the topic today was a little bit heavy.
所以今天的这个题目好像有一点沉重，有一点这个严肃，讲到死，讲到彼得这个钉十字
架。So I wanted to end with something a little bit lighter.
所以我讲一点轻松。
Okay, so there was a man, and he wanted very much for God to allow him to bring something with him when he went to heaven.
所以有一个人，他就跟神求说。那一天我到天堂的时候，请你让我带一点东西来。
God said to the man, "No, my child, you may not bring anything with you to heaven."
神说 ，No， 我儿啊，你不能带任何东西到天堂来。
Oh, please begged the man repeatedly in his prayers. Please, God, just one small thing.
哦，带一个小小的东西，请你让我带东西来。
Finally, God, in His great mercy, He said.Okay, one small thing.
所以那个神就说啊 ，OK， 你可以带一个小东西来。
Okay, the man was so happy.
那这个很高兴。
And he went home and he wrote in his will when he died, I want you to put this little package in the coffin.
所以他回去就在他的遗书里面就说，我死的时候你要把我准备的这一个包裹放在我的棺材里。
Sure enough, the day came, the man died, his family honored his wish, they put that little package in his coffin.
所以果然那一天他死了，他的家人就遵照他的遗嘱，把他准备的那个包裹放在他棺材里。
All right, the man went up to heaven, there's St. Peter at the pearly gates.
到了天堂，圣彼得在那个珍珠门前守在那里。
He's got his little package.
他就带着他的小包裹来了。
All the angels come around, everybody's so curious, what did he bring, what did he bring?
哦，所以天使在旁边说，哇，他到底带什么东西来？
And you know what was in the package?
你知道是里面是什么？
And all the angels said,
"Angel, 所有的天使说啊
，They said pavement.
你把那个铺路的砖带来了。
Yeah, because in the book of Revelation, and the street of the city was pure gold. Oh my goodness.
启示录告诉我们在天堂里面是路都是用黄金铺的。
So remember, God has something infinitely more valuable than gold.
神给我们的是，神要给你的是比黄金不知道多少倍。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.